All right, so you're thinking about taking the BT exam, huh? Getting ready to jump into the world of business and tech. Well, you've come to the right place. We're going to do a deep dive into the ACCA examiner's report and basically turn it into your own personal cheat sheet. We're skipping the generic stuff today, folks, going straight to the source.
I think what's really interesting about these reports is that they really do go above and beyond just kind of outlining the syllabus. It's almost like the examiners are sitting down with you over a cup of coffee and giving you some friendly advice about how to approach the exam.
And speaking of sources, the one we're looking at today is the September 2023 to August 2024 ACCA examiner's report. Now, the first thing we need to tackle is the structure of the exam. Now, the BT exam is broken down into two parts. You've got Part A, which is all about those objective tests, you know, your single choice, multiple choice questions, that sort of thing.
Yeah, testing your knowledge straight up.
Exactly. But then you've got Part B, which throws a bit of a curveball with those scenario-based questions. So it's not just about knowing the facts. It's about knowing how to apply them in real-world situations.
Oh, and did I mention it's all computer-based and on-demand?
Yeah, that's a great point. The flexibility is fantastic. It means you can schedule the exam whenever you feel most prepared. But there is a bit of a catch. You only have 2 hours to complete the whole thing. So time management is absolutely crucial. You've really got to have a strategy going in.
You're telling me. It sounds like you need to be a master of time to tackle this beast. Now, the syllabus itself is no joke either. It's broken down into 6 key parts and covers everything from fundamentals of business functions and regulations to, well, some really cutting-edge stuff.
Yeah, you're talking AI, blockchain, cybersecurity. It's pretty comprehensive. But the main thing is that it gives you a good solid foundation in all the essential elements of business and tech. You know, that brings up a really good point. The examiners really stress that even if you've got tons of practical experience in some of these areas, the exam is still testing your theoretical understanding.
That's right. So cracking open those approved textbooks and tackling those practice questions is still absolutely vital. Don't skip them. I know they might not sound like the most exciting thing in the world, but trust me, they're your best friends in this journey.
I love that you called textbooks best friends. Not something you hear every day. But on a more serious note, let's talk about one of the biggest challenges candidates face, the multiple choice section. The examiners actually mentioned a really common pitfall, and it's that candidates often leave questions blank.
That's right. And my advice would be don't do that. Even if you're not sure of the answer, just make an educated guess. You never know. You might just get lucky and pick up a few extra marks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no harm in taking a shot, right? So let's move on to some of the areas where candidates tend to struggle a bit more. The report highlighted a few key ones. For instance, in macroeconomics, there's often confusion about how government policies can impact things like aggregate demand.
And then in the communication section, candidates sometimes get tripped up by the intricacies of informal communication channels, you know, like the office grapevine.
Yes, the infamous grapevine. Always causing a stir. Another tricky area seems to be financial statements, particularly the concept of a true and fair view.
Yeah, it's not just about getting the numbers right. It's about understanding how it all connects to the proper application of accounting standards. Candidates need to show they can present a reliable and accurate picture of a company's financial position.
Absolutely. And speaking of tricky concepts, the examiners also pointed out that McGregor's Theory X and Theory Y in the management section seem to cause some confusion.
Yeah, you've got to be able to tell the difference between these two theories of employee motivation. You know, Theory X is more traditional, assumes employees need a bit more handholding and supervision, while Theory Y suggests that employees are inherently motivated and do better in a more, you know, participative environment.
Interesting. I can see how that could be a tough one. And of course, there's the ever-present challenge of time management, which, as we've already discussed, is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and let's not forget about ethical considerations, which are sprinkled liberally throughout the syllabus. Knowing how to spot those potential threats, like advocacy or self-review, is going to be super important for navigating any tricky ethical scenarios that might pop up in the exam.
Absolutely. So, moving on to Section B, this is where things get a little more practical and a little less straightforward. Well, you'll get 6 questions, each linked to a different part of the syllabus, but they won't be your typical multiple choice format. You might have to do some matching, click on diagrams, even use drop-down selections. It's all about testing your ability to apply your knowledge in different ways.
Interesting. So it's not just about what you know, but how you use it. I actually noticed that the examiners really emphasized the importance of reading carefully in Section B. They even went so far as to recommend reading the requirements of each question first. Why do you think that's so crucial?
Well, it's all about efficiency. By getting a clear understanding of what the question's asking up front, you can focus your reading on the most relevant parts of the scenario. It saves you precious time and mental energy.
It's like having a roadmap before you set off on a journey, right?
Yeah.
Now, onto some good news. The report did mention some areas where candidates generally do quite well. These include things like organizational type, stakeholder analysis, that good old SWOT analysis, the marketing mix, and the fundamentals of financial and management accounting, including financial statements.
Yeah, these are really core areas that form the bedrock of business understanding. So it's great to see candidates demonstrating a strong grasp of these concepts.
It's always reassuring to know that focusing on those foundational elements really does pay off. But okay, let's address the elephant in the room. The syllabus is huge. You can't possibly be expected to master every single thing, right?
Yeah, that's a fair point. And the good news is that the examiners totally get that. They understand that not everything in the syllabus will show up on every exam. It's all about strategic preparation. For example, if you already have a strong background in economics, you might want to spend a bit less time on that area and focus more on topics where you need more practice.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better. Yeah. So it's not about being a walking encyclopedia. It's about being a smart and strategic learner. Now, let's get to the good stuff, the examiner tips. What golden nuggets of advice did they share?
Well, one of the biggest takeaways is to study comprehensively. Don't fall into the trap of trying to predict which topics are going to come up. It's a risky strategy. Aim to really understand the essence of all the topics in the syllabus. Remember, it's about building a solid foundation across the board.
So, no shortcuts, just good old-fashioned hard work. What else did they highlight?
Practice, practice, practice. And I don't just mean going through practice questions. Try to simulate exam conditions as much as possible. Get used to that time pressure and challenge yourself to answer questions within the allotted time. This will help you avoid rushing and making careless mistakes on the actual exam day.
That's such practical advice. I bet it makes a world of difference. Anything else?
Read each question carefully. I know it sounds obvious, but sometimes misinterpreting a question can lead to the wrong answer. Even if you know the material, take your time, break down the question, and make sure you understand exactly what's being asked.
It's all about attention to detail, really taking that extra moment to understand what's being asked. Any final pearls of wisdom from the examiners?
Believe in yourself. The examiners are really keen to stress that they don't include trick questions. So if you've prepared well and you feel confident in your understanding of the concepts, trust your instincts.
Confidence is key. Don't second guess yourself if you've put in the work. So to sum it all up, acing the BT exam comes down to having a systematic study approach, making sure you're covering all those syllabus topics in a balanced way, and mastering the art of time management. It's not about cramming or memorizing. It's about truly understanding and applying what you've learned. Now, as you embark on this journey, here's a final thought. Knowing what you now know about the structure of the exam, the examiner's advice, and the potential challenges, what kind of study plan will you create to set yourself up for success? Remember, this deep dive is just the beginning. There are tons of resources out there, so make sure you explore them and don't hesitate to reach out for help if you need it. You've got this.
Good luck.